Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Whether you're listening up in southern Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, southeastern Colorado, up in the Texas Panhandle, I want to tell you about a fishing trip that I enjoyed 2 days ago that has to rank overall, after many, many, many years of fishing, it has to rank in the very top percentile of fun and success. Now, many of you may know about fishing with jug lines. That's the old term, jug lines. And I used to use milk bottles. I even remember way back there, the old glass milk bottles, tying a piece of fishing line on there. The premise is pretty simple. Tie a couple of one or two hooks on a section of fishing line, tie that to the handle of an old milk jug, and throw it out in the water. Let it drift along, and the catfish will take it. Well, jug line fishing has changed a whole lot through the years. Now, swimming pool noodles are really, for the past, gosh, I don't know, long time, couple of decades, people have figured out they can use about a 14-inch section of fishing swimming pool noodles, put a piece of PVC pipe to it, through it, and cap it off, and then attach the line to that pipe, the PVC pipe, and then attach your line and put it out. So that's what we were doing. I've got a real good, an old friend. He's not old, but he's an old friend. We've been friends for a long time. It's Donnie Rice. Now, Donnie owns a bunch of land. It's not far from the Trinity River. It's about 250, 280 acres of water, which is a lake, in my opinion. And through the years, when the river gets up, it stocks it with blue catfish. And this thing was it's an old gravel pit area that was dug back in the 1950s. So you can imagine I've seen some monster catfish come out of there. I've got some pictures of some, but Donnie invited me and a buddy, Jeff Rice, over, and you can actually watch the video next week on A Sportsman's Life, which is on YouTube, and it's also on Carbon TV. It's free both places. You can go to carbontv.com and search out A Sportsman's Life, and you can watch this. Next week it'll be out. But we caught the daylights out of blue catfish. I'm stocking up for a event we have in Greenville, Texas, called the Luke Clayton's Outdoor Rendezvous. It's the seventh year that we have it, but we're going to have a big fish fry, so gosh, I've got a lot of fish fillets to add to what I had. That was the goal. But you put these, we had 22 noodles out is what we were using. And we would put them out in kind of a big arc. And the wind was just right to push them along slowly. It's like drift fishing. It really is drift fishing. And when it drifts over a hungry catfish, you bait with, we baited with cut bait. You can use check your regulations. I know folks are listening in different states, but check your regulations. In Texas, you can use rough fish or shad or, you know, sunfish, anything other than game fish. So bait up with that and use a good sharp circle hook. And this is, you know, on most states allow this out. Every state I know of allows jug line fishing in the lake, but make sure and check your local regulations before you do this. But it's important if you're out in open water on the big lakes not to put out so many jugs that you can't keep up with them by boat. But it's a very, very effective way to catch fish, folks. Thought you might enjoy hearing about that. We caught a ton of them, and old Luke was by the time I got through filleting my half, I was I was a little bit tired. Well, hope you can get out this weekend and enjoy the outdoors, folks. And it's like we're going to have a little bit of a warm-up through the Midwest and Texas, so spring is almost sprung. Make sure and remember, you can check me out there at catfishradio.org. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by ATN Thermal Scopes and Thermal Spotters that Luke uses, Butcher Packer Supply, Choctaw Hunting Lodge in southeast Oklahoma, CVA Muzzleloaders, the Dallas Safari Club, Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Siegelville, Texas, Kuby Sausage House in Dallas, Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas, Pyramid Air, Saskatchewan Department of Tourism, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Stealth Vision, Striper Express, Ultramatic Feeders, Vineyard Max, and the Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse in Dallas, Texas.